The Palin administration faced its first challenges today to the supplemental budget the governor introduced earlier this week. The supplemental budget makes changes to the current year's spending, and usually it increases spending to cover unforeseen needs. But this one asks for $268 million in reductions. The largest item in the plan removes money for tax credits to small oil and gas exploration companies. The amount has not been requested, and the administration believes it will not be needed. Senate Finance Co-Chair Bert Stedman questioned whether that money should be considered as savings.
If there's truly a decline in the demand for that capital credit being put to the Treasury at the end of the year, wouldn't the $200 million never, it's just an authority, it would never be put to the Treasury, and at the end of the year when you do your books, it's gone anyway?
Calling it a question of timing, Director of Management and Budget Karen Rehfeld says the payments would likely be made in a future year's budget. Stedman also challenged the governor's budget claim that she saved $50 million that had been set aside last year in case of unexpected adjustments. Stedman said he couldn't even find the money in last year's budget. Rehfeld said it was not part of the formal budget, but it was included in the fiscal summary put out by her office and the Legislative Finance Office and is used for comparisons to previous and future budgets.
Again, it's very clear on your fiscal summaries. It's been treated that way. We have a placeholder for operating capital and even fiscal notes that may or may not be approved by you during the session. The idea is to give you as complete a package as we can at the beginning of the process, and then we adjust from there.
Stedman asked Rehfeld if ignoring those two items alone would create a different slant on the plan.
And, you know, we look at the total here is what we're concerned about, of course. So we net those two out. Is this really not about an $18 million difference on the Treasury?
Bethel's Lyman Hoffman said the expenses could still arise and are not savings. And Juneau Democrat Kim Elton said the understanding of how the governor got to that total needs to be cleared up. He says the public is getting confused.
People who are getting in touch with me and the portrayals in the newspapers and in the media is that the governor has saved $268 million. It just hasn't happened.
Rehfeld said that she was presenting a complete listing and package of the changes that are needed before the end of the fiscal year, and those challenged items are accurate. Elton disagreed.
If we're not going to spend the $200 million, which the Department of Revenue has suggested that we would not be spending in the current fiscal year, it will reduce the amount that we're spending. So, I mean, I think that it's just part of the way that we talk about that.
I don't disagree with that, but you have to add on that if we don't spend it this year, we'll be spending it next year. Therefore, there is no savings to the Treasury.
In the first appearance of the adjustments, legislators did not ask about the vague, unspecified cuts the administration wants to make, although they have expressed concern. Future hearings on the bill have not yet been scheduled.